Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Returning to Mia. So, what did you want to talk about? Guess who I just got a call from? I hate when people say that, Mia. It's obviously a rhetorical question, but people always insist on you trying to guess. Fine, then I'll spare you the torment of that. Thanks, I appreciate it. Do you remember Pete? Pete? Not really. I know Pete from Fetish Locator, but I don't know Pete from any of these games. You know, the guy we met at the costume party. Oh, right. Of course, the guy that had the hots for you. He was just being friendly, Grim. Yeah, that's how guys are when they're into a girl, dumbass. What? So you're saying men are only friendly to girls they want to bang? Pretty much. That's beyond stupid. It's not exactly true either. Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are friendly to girls they want to bang, but there's a lot of guys that are just friendly to girls because they're just friendly to girls. Maybe, but it's the truth. Yeah? Also, what makes you such an expert on the matter? I'm in college. Everyone knows that. I can't even. Just saying. Whatever. In any case, he called me. Surprise, surprise, of course he did. We did exchange numbers, remember? It's not that weird. Let me guess, he asked you out on a date. Well, not exactly. Huh? Really? He asked if I could go shopping with him the day after tomorrow. Uh-oh. If that's like that Roland Emmerich film, everything was in ice. Mia, let me tell you something.
What?
That's a date. It's not a date. It is so a date. It is totally a fucking date. You're not seriously that naive, are you? Of all people, you should be able to see through the bullshit of men. Hey, what's that supposed to mean? No offense, but you do have quite a vast amount of experience when it comes to what men want. Go fuck yourself. What, are you saying you weren't once the town bicycle? How dare you! Ouch! I didn't get with that many people. It was at least 50. 50? Oh, you're so dead!
She can have a chance to swing at you. You burst into laughter.
Let go of me. Why are you getting so worked up? I did not sleep with 50 fucking people, Grim. Yeah, that would put her just a few behind that one woman we did an article on, where she's going for 600. Keep in mind. Fine. It wasn't 50. No, it definitely was not. Still, there's no way it was under 45. You bastard!
Getting another kick in the shin, you cry out in a combination of both laughter and pain.
Damn, she's like that enemy in that fucking Dungeons & Dragons game. I'm telling you guys, you play that fucking Dungeons & Dragons game. I don't know if it was Pool of Radiance or which one it was. But that thing will continue to kick everybody in the fucking shin until they die. And I was telling my buddy, like, there's no fucking way that's true. And I did. I literally played, like, every single class. And you can't get by that thing because it keeps kicking you in the shins. And my buddy was saying, it's kicking you in the shins! It's kicking you in the shins! And everybody fucking died. It didn't matter what person I used. They all died to the shin kick. How can you even say that shit to me? It's so rude. Why? It's not a big deal. I'm just a natural, okay? Also, the two of us shouldn't even be talking about this stuff. Fine, you're a natural. I got it. And I haven't been with 45 guys either. It's 46, okay? Forgot about Sylvester. He was a decent dude. We need to count him as well. Say it. You haven't been with 45 guys. I haven't even been with 20.
A short moment of silence passes as Mia appears to be in thought.
But 19! She was with 19! Actually, can't quite say that, can ya? Okay, I've maybe, just maybe, been with 20 guys. 20 of them! Well, that's still not as bad as the woman we talked about that's going to 300 already, folks. Again, it's a real story. New York Post, Australian girl, 300 men, and she's going to try to sleep with 600. She's at 365 right now. We're trying to make sure that she gets all the way to 600. By the way, here at Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy, we want everybody to kind of just band together on this one. We want this girl to hit 600 by December 31st of 2024. Right before 2025, New Year's Day, we want this girl to have slept with 600 fucking men. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to say it on the show, too. We're going to push her. We want to see how far she can go. The STDs will have STDs. Yeah, fucking Resident Evil shit happening just because one woman wanted to sleep with 600 men. Oh, that's how the T-Virus started. Some of them start turning into... They just started turning into zombies! And that's a big maybe. I don't care, Mia. It doesn't matter to me one bit. It matters to me. I don't like people thinking that stuff about me, okay? But it's totally empowering, like that girl said. It's not like I'm spreading it around. I don't want you putting it out there at all. In fact, I'd rather forget that time in my life altogether. Fine, let's just move on from this conversation then. Good, let's do that. Anyway, we went off topic. Right. You were telling me about the date Pete asked you on. Like I said, Grimm, it's not a date. Why are you so sure of that? Why? You want to know I'm so sure it wasn't meant to be a date? Yes. Because he invited you as well. Ding dong. Now what do you have to say? He invited me too? Yup. Why? Don't know. Maybe you're the one he wants to go on a date with, not me. What? Well, he did mention how cute he thinks you are. Really? You're fucking with me, aren't you? Yeah, but God, how I wish I wasn't. So, why would he even want me there? I wasn't particularly friendly to him when we met. Actually, I did ask him why. Oh, you did? And said he didn't want to make me feel uncomfortable going alone, so he suggested you come along too. Pretty considerate of him, huh? Yeah, I guess so. So, what do you think? Want to tag along? Sure, why not? Even if it's just to make sure he doesn't make a move on you. Even if he wanted to, what makes you think your presence would be the thing to prevent him? You're not my boyfriend or anything. No, but I can be very intimidating when I want to, Mia. Oh, is that so? And how would that go? I'm great at giving people the side eye. Oh, how scary. The side eye, I'm shaking in my boots. I find opportunities to flex my muscles, too. Arr, look at these muscles. You don't want to get too close to me, I'm going to flex my muscles in front of you. Arr, look at me. Arr. Oh, shit, I better run away. That man's giving me the side eye and flexing his muscles. Muscles? You have those? Hey, they might not be the biggest ones around, but they're there. Damn straight. I was looking at a meme with a guy that they said, when he says, coming in my chest, and the guy's chest was all sunken in. And I said, well, at least I don't have that going on. I actually do have a chest. As you know, I exercise. I need to exercise more, though. Like, it's definitely something I need to be working on. Lifting the weights instead of bouncing my foot on this 40-pound dumbbell here. No, shit, seriously, that's what I'm doing. I literally have... I'm using a 40-pound dumbbell as a footstool. Oh, I do lift it, you know. Plus, you should see how I look when I get a pump on. Like a Greek god, right? Well, I don't want to brag. No, of course not. Is that doubt I'm sensing? How'd you tell? Always underestimating me, aren't you? I don't need you to be intimidating, Grim. Honestly, the main reason I want you there is so things don't get too awkward. Thought you said you liked him. I did, but he's still practically a stranger, and the truth is I haven't had a lot of practice with making friends in years. Yeah, she's kind of socially awkward. Okay, in that case, consider me your buffer. Thanks. You got it. Now come on, let's get back downstairs to see if this whole wrestling thing is happening or not.
Turning away from you, Mia heads for the door to leave.
I forgot all about the wrestling thing. All right, since I have her here, I should probably talk to her about Emma. Mia? Yeah? There's actually one other thing I need to talk to you about. Nothing bad, I hope. I just about had my fill of that lately. No, not bad, but probably something you'll be... Try that one again. Probably not something you'll be too thrilled to talk about either. This doesn't have anything to do with Emma, does it? Huh? How'd you know? Wait, it does. I was half joking about that. Well, you jokingly guessed right. Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously? I know you don't want to talk about her, but she came to see me again. That girl really can't take no for an answer, can she? Are you even surprised? Not really, but I made it perfectly clear that I don't want anything to do with her. Can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I think maybe you should give her a chance. What? Are you high? Snoop Dogg, smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. I mean, look how desperate she is to have you back in her life. Surely she wouldn't do anything to ruin things with you again. I wouldn't be so sure about that. This is twice now she's begged me to get you to give her a second chance. She'd be stupid to screw it up now. And while Emma's a lot of things, stupid is definitely not one of them. I don't know, Grim. Ask her to do it for of you? Ask her to do it for of herself. And those ofs don't need to be there, obviously. That's a hard choice. Look, I totally get you not trusting her, but maybe it's still a risk worth taking. Don't think of it as something you're doing for her. Do it for yourself. What do you mean? Even after everything that happened, I want you to be honest with me. You still care about her, don't you? Maybe just a little. Like, you know. She fucked up. I get it. Well, she really fucked up, guys. But think about it, Mia. She was your best friend. You grew up with her. I remember how the two of you were practically inseparable. That's before she stabbed me in the back. Yeah. See, there was one thing a guy said on Twitter. Yeah, I know. You guys don't want me to show you that, but I think I managed to get a Yeah, there we go. He says, I tell my girl all the time that most women's relationships are gay relationships without the sex. Women are very intimate with each other like a romantic couple. And then one guy replied, yeah, but what about when one stabs, but they don't, but they're saying they don't stab each other in the back like women do. And he said, no, that's actually very true of lesbian relationships. Lesbian relationships are rough, guys. They are fucking rough. I don't even have to go into a full rant. You can look it up and see how bad domestic violence and domestic abuse and lesbian bed death, which is another real thing that happens in lesbian relationships. So, yeah, women are real fucking fierce with each other. They're always trying to compete. So, it's an issue when you got two of them living together. It can be really rough. It takes a lot of work. I mean, it can happen, but it takes a lot of work. And remember, when she stabbed her in the back, that's almost as like a partner stabbed her in the back. So this is almost, again, almost like a romantic relationship for her. Before she stabbed both of us in the back. Now that's got her real hot. I betrayed you too, in a way. Yet you still gave me another chance to make things right. It takes two to tango, Grim. I was no angel either. Exactly. Why not just this once give her the benefit of the doubt and trust that she's changed? What's the worst that can even happen? She already knows about what we did together, so if she really wanted to blackmail us, she still can, right? Although if she has changed, then maybe, just maybe, you can get your best friend back. You really think that's possible? I'm not sure, but there's only one way to find out.
Considering what you just told her, Mia contemplates what decision to make for a while.
I might be the dumbest person in the world for doing this, but give me her number. Really? Yeah, I'm in a forgiving mood, so what the hell? I'll give her a call. Really glad to hear that. Although, can we deal with that some other time? Right now, I'm more curious to know what's going on downstairs. Yeah, me too.
Opening the door, the two of you go back downstairs to find out what the situation with Henry is.
We're from the WWF, and we've been told you want to get in the ring! Yeah, brother! It's going down!
Yeah, just, the wrestlers just crash through!
Vivian? What?
Why are you on the floor? What? Can't a girl lie on the floor if she wants to?
I mean, she can.
There's nobody... Let me say it to you like this. There's nobody in the world telling you you can't sit on the floor, lay on the floor. You can do whatever you want on the floor if you want to. There's not one soul in the world that's saying,
you can't lie on that floor! You can't sit on that floor!
So a lot of people think that, oh yeah, you have to sit in chairs, you have to lay in beds, and or on couches, or whatever you got. But no, if you want to, you can by all means sleep on the fucking floor. You can sit on the floor. They used to call it sitting Indian style when I was a young kid. Now, you probably can't even say that anymore, but it's called, oh yeah, we need you all to sit Indian style around here while we watch this movie from the library about safety. I remember that. I think I was like 5 when that happened. Okay, so... She can, but what if she also has the look on her face of someone about to off herself? Then just look the other way and let her. Oh God. I take it the wrestling event is a go? Yep, it certainly is. I don't even understand why you're so against it. You love being the center of attention. That's not true. Bullshit. Yes, it is. Is not. Oh she's got that little beauty mark. There's literally nothing I'm more certain of in my life. Then you must be incredibly stupid because you're wrong. Did you hear the good news? It's happening! Yeah, we heard. Although this one, who looks like a dying dog, doesn't seem to be quite as enthusiastic. Ignore her, she'll come around. Why is it that you're the one who gets to decide on this, anyway? We're 50-50 partners, aren't we? That makes it a split vote. And in the situation of a split vote, you default to the against, right? We're doing this, Vivian.
Falling back down onto her back, Vivian grimaces.
Fuck my whole entire life. Time to get in the ring!
You gotta look up that fucking song by a Stratosphere. It's called Body Slam!
That'll bring you back, guys. It really will.
By the way, where's Sadie?
She had to take a call, so she went up to your room.
Oh, does she know about the wrestling?
I think she got the call before I finished talking to Henry, so no, I don't think so.
Why don't you go tell her the good news?
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Going back upstairs, you head for your room to talk to Sadie.
I wonder how she feels about all this. I know Sadie's quite an extrovert, but having that big of an audience watching you? Hell, even I'm a little nervous about it.
As you reach the bedroom door, you hear Sadie's voice from within.
I already told you, I'm staying here. Who's she talking to?
You keep saying that, Mom, but we both know it won't happen.
Oh, it's her mom. I really shouldn't be eavesdropping like this, but she seems upset about something.
Well, maybe the two of you should have thought about it before making that decision.
I'm not going to keep arguing with you. Your mind is made up and that's the end of it.
I wonder what they're talking about. Sounds pretty serious. I'll call you next week, okay?
Alright, bye.
Yeah, I love you too.
Going quiet. You guess she ended the phone call.
Is she crying?
Can't just pretend I didn't hear that. I should talk to her.
Hey. Oh, hey, Grim. Everything all right? Why wouldn't it be?
Well, to be honest, I overheard some of that.
Shit.
Sitting down on the bed beside her, you place your hand on hers.
Tell me what's wrong, Sadie. What's wrong? Just about everything. Everything but you, that is. Did something happen between you and your mom?
My mom, me, my dad, what happened?
My parents are getting a divorce.
Oh shit.
Took the words right out of my mouth, guys. I don't really know what to say. I'm sorry?
Me too. I'm guessing your mom just broke the news to you now?
No, I've known it was happening for a while.
Huh? You have?
Yeah.
But why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to make a thing out of it, Grim. Honestly, I wanted to pretend like it wasn't happening altogether.
And how's that been working for you?
Well enough. Also, It let me spend the summer here with you.
Suddenly, you're hit with a realization.
Wait, you're not saying that's the reason you came here, is it?
Would that be such a bad thing?
Sadie, you've known about this even before you arrived?
I wasn't going to spend my entire summer sitting in a house with two bickering parents who can barely stand being around each other. Also, I'm not stupid, okay? I know how shitty it was to just show up here like this, but there was nowhere else I wanted to be. I only wanted to be here. With you. I loved having you here, but you shouldn't have felt the need to keep it from me. I'm your boyfriend, right? I should be supporting you through this. Like I said, didn't want to deal with it at all, and had nothing to do with you. Plus, we both know that if I told you about it, it would probably spoil my entire time here. Well, now I know, so what do you want to do? What I want is to just not talk about it. I'll have plenty of time to do that soon enough, but right now, for the rest of my time here, I want to have fun. Don't worry about all the terrible, real shit going on back home. You think we can do that? Please? Of course, whatever you want to do, we'll do. Thanks. So if you ever want to talk about it, I'm here, okay? Yeah, I know.
Putting your arms around Sadie, you embrace her.
This feels nice. It sure does. I'm lucky to have you, Grim. I really am. We're lucky to have each other. Couldn't agree more. By the way, I actually did come here to tell you something. Oh, what's that? Well, I'll be taking part in a wrestling show. Really? It's actually happening?
Yep.
Haven't asked yet, but how do you feel about it? It's a bit scary, I guess, although I think I can handle it. Plus, it's a good distraction from you-know-what. Yeah, it'll definitely be that. Alright. I take it Vivian's not too thrilled? She's sulking on the floor in the living room. She's a tough one to read, isn't she? Would have thought she'd love to get involved with something like that, but I guess not. Tell me about it. I simply can't figure out what the hell her deal is. Well, why don't we go back down there? I'm in a mood to rub it in her face some more. Grim, don't be like that. That's just cruel. She'd do it to me. Two wrongs don't make a right. Never said what I'm doing is right.
Saying this, you cheekily smirk at Sadie.
You're terrible, you know what? Yeah, excuse me, you know that? Sometimes.
Popping up from the bed, you stretch your hand out to her.
Now come with me. Join the dark side. Think I'm gonna give that a pass. I might just hang out here for a little longer if you don't mind.
Not at all.
To be honest, without you around to tell me off, I can be as mean as I like.
Mwah! Ha 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 ha! Idiot.
With another mischievous smile to Sadie, you turn around and leave. Closing the bedroom door, you start back on your way downstairs.
I'm just gonna keep ignoring you, Viv. You suck, you know that? You don't mean that. I do, you really, really suck. You love me and you know it. I did. Currently, I hate you. Will you please get up off the floor? You're acting like a pouty little brat. She is a pouty little brat. Eat a big ball of dicks, Grim, and you can actually buy one of those. They're gummy dicks, which actually would be good for my low blood pressure. Please do not send me a low blood sugar, but please do not send me a bag of gummy dicks. I don't want them. So, what did Sadie say? She's good with it. A little nervous, but still excited. You can tell her I hate her, too. Oh, how will she ever manage to recover from that? Pay no attention to her, Grim. It'd be easier to do if she weren't lying here like a dead fish. Then leave the room. No one's making you stay here. How about you just go home? Make me. Honestly, Viv, sometimes I can hardly believe we're actually the same age. Thanks, I do look pretty great, don't I? I doubt that's what she meant by that. I choose to turn negatives into positives, Grim. If that were true, you wouldn't be moping about like you are. Yes, there are women like this in real life. Shut up.
Moving over to the couch, you sit down beside Grace.
What are you watching? Honestly, I have no idea. I'm barely paying attention to it. Something on your mind? Yes, the giant mistake she just made. It's not a mistake at all, but I do wonder how we're going to pull it off. Starting tomorrow, we'll only have 9 days to get ready, which considering what we're supposed to do is a really short amount of time. There's no shame in changing your mind, Grace. None at all. I'm not going to change my mind, so stop badgering me about it. Still, it is daunting, that's for sure. What's the first thing on the list of things to get done? Definitely the training part. We'll need to utilize as much time as we can to achieve something that's at least halfway decent. Which is why, if we can start that tomorrow, it'll be ideal. Tomorrow? Wow, we're getting right into it, huh? We have to. Well, the show's going down inside a ring, so we're probably going to need one of those to practice in, right? Shit, that's true, isn't it? Where the hell are we going to find one of those on such short notice? I know a place. Huh? You do? Really? Yeah. Well, that's great. Although I'm not telling you. Of course she says that. What? What do you mean not telling you? Don't feel like it.
Springing up from her seat, Grace shoots a threatening look over at Vivian.
Oh, shit. Do not fuck with me, Vivian. I am not in the mood. Jesus, I'm just kidding. Calm your tits, would you? Do you really know a place? Yes. Where is it? It's a little hole-in-the-wall gym I know of. You think you can get us in there, like, tomorrow? I think so, but I need to make a call first just to be sure. What are you waiting for, then? Go make the call! Right now, it's kind of late, isn't it? Who cares? Time is against us.
Running over to Vivian, Grace grabs her by the arm.
We have no time to waste. I don't want to do it now. I don't care. Get up. Stop it. Let go of my arm, Grace. My God, she's fucking impossible. I should probably step in. I said, get the hell up. While I'm at it, maybe I should just throw her out of here. Because she's well and truly gotten on my nerves. Well, we want to throw her out, but we're going to leave that up to you guys. Let's pull her out.
Walking over to the two women going at it, you quickly intervene. Grabbing Vivian's free arm, you help Grace lift her to her feet.
Get your grubby hands off me. Make the damn phone call. Like I'm going to do what you tell me. Do you always have to be so unbearably difficult? Just make the call. It's not that hard. Fine, I'll do it. But only because you asked me. Got it? Not because he did. I don't give a fuck either way. Same for me. Now, can you please get on with it? Alright, but first tell his ugly mug to leave the room. I can't stand looking at him anymore. Gladly. Thanks, Grim. I'll tell you what's happening as soon as we find out. Well, yeah.
Walking away, you head off towards the stairs and back up to your room.
Well, suppose I'll go see what Sadie's up to. Hopefully she's in the mood for company by now.
Reaching the stairs, you hear a hum coming from the bathroom.
What's that?
Moving to the door, you listen more closely.
I think Mia's in there. Kind of strange to hear her doing that. What's she doing? Well, we'll find out next time, won't we, on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more returning to Mia. Stay tuned.